This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning! Welcome to Friday. This is the pre-show this half hour. Just for you guys who are also up so early in the morning, it is Friday. It is February 3rd. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you, as always, for getting up and checking in with us. We love it. Your texts, we see them. Your tweets, we see them. 702-364-9400 to call or text and to tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Good morning to Brian S., who is checking in. Debbie is listening. We have Shane. We have Marcus and Maria, Sandel, Jan, Lance, Rudy, Rick, Diana, Sarah all checking in this morning. On Twitter this morning, we have Dawn listening, Melodies, Brooke is listening, Benji, Gloria, Marie. Thank you so much for checking in with us. Good morning.
I wish the morning show that I listened to in high school, it was Eddie Davis. I wish he did a pre-show and you could check in. That's like a cool thing. It's like our special little family that we do from 5:30 to 6.
Oh, yeah. And even when we don't get all the check-ins out, we see every single one. It's such a nice thing to walk into in the morning, and it's just like, oh, our friends are here. It's like when you show up to, I don't know, like a bar or a restaurant, and your friends are already there, and you're like, oh, everybody's here ready for us. This
yeah,
is awesome.
That's a good
so
feeling.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys joining us this morning. Finally, Friday. So happy about that. How you doing?
Great. No complaints. So I took your advice. I talked about it on Thursday morning. Walked in here. The studio smelled like McDonald's. Someone had ordered a Big Mac and a Sprite and left everything in the trash can. We talked about walking in. The smell's really bad. And how do we fix it? And to leave a nice little note around the trash can. Which is what I did. I posted it down there, right? A lot. I taped it up really good, too, around the trash can. And I came in this morning. Trash was emptied, but the note is gone.
Oh, really?
Someone took down my note. They didn't like it.
But you better put a new note out there. Like, in case you missed it, please take out the trash.
So trash was empty, but yeah, my note is gone. Someone saw the note and said, this note's coming down. And took my note down.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty funny. At least it's not there. So, you know, baby steps.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that you don't have to go into a smelly studio this morning.
Well, the cleaning crew came last night because all the trash cans are empty. But I doubt the cleaning crew. I feel
like maybe they did. Maybe they took it. Maybe they were like, okay, I'm just going to take this off.
Maybe.
Maybe they thought you were writing the note to them.
Oh, maybe. Well,
I bet
no.
They did.
Because I did mention someone by name in my note.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, you said their actual name?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Did you hear from that person?
I did not hear from that person.
Oh,
I did not hear from that person. But I said, look, you said, hey, please, you know, if you have food, throw it out in the break room and don't leave it in here. And I put thank you. And then I put in parentheses the person's name.
Oh, dang. Well, it was nice knowing you.
let's see what transpires.
Yeah.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes things get out of control here at the studio. But
do you have a fun weekend planned?
I do. So tomorrow night is the big celebrity basketball game that I'm doing tomorrow night at the Cox Pavilion. Starts at 5:30. It's because with the Pro Bowl in town this weekend, all these NFL players are playing. Max Crosby. There is Trayvon Diggs is a coach. Floyd Mayweather has a team as well. Kelsey Plum is playing in this game. That's tomorrow night at Cox Pavilion, 5:30. And I will get to participate for a little bit out there on the court. So that's like my big thing this weekend. Practice a lot of basketball this week. Practice some action yesterday at Cox Pavilion. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night when I get out on the court.
You're going to be hooping it up? Do you think you're going to be able to hang with those guys? I think you will.
We'll see. Like Tyreek Hill is playing. There's a guy from the Broncos. Is there a receiver? Clayton is his name, I think.
Cortland Sutton?
Yeah, Cortland. That's what it is. He's playing out there tomorrow night as well. So there'll be a lot of NFL players out there.
I wonder if they're going to give them the majority of the playtime. They better put you in. I'll be so mad if they don't give you a chance because you have been practicing. It's like, I would love to see them be like, oh, let's let this guy come in, and then you go and you just run circles around them. That would be so funny.
I was talking to the organizers yesterday, and there's 40 people participating, so 20 on each team.
Oh, he says, dang.
I know, there's a lot. There's a lot of players.
Yeah, rough to get some playing time here.
But he said everyone, he said, you'll get in. Don't worry, you'll get in, you'll get some time. Everyone gets some time. Obviously, the athletes and the stars that are people coming to see will get a lot of time, but he says everyone's going to get in. And I was talking to a guy that got in for a little bit last year. I'm like, how was it? And he's like, dude, I went up against Floyd Mayweather. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? He's like, I blocked Floyd's shot. I'm like, you're kidding me. You blocked Mayweather's shot? He's like, yeah. So you'll get in there. At least I'll get in there and play against some of these stars tomorrow night. But we'll see how I do.
That'll be fun. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that should be a good time. So let's get the show started this morning. It is time for the pre-show. You pick 'em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Tootsie Roll by 69 Boys? Do you want to hear I Knew I Loved You by Savage Garden? Or do you want to hear Walk Away by Kelly Clarkson? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in now a couple of ways. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can call or text us right now, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Rumors are true, yeah. It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
The Grammys are Sunday, and it sounds like it's going to be a huge show. So the show's going to feature a 50th anniversary celebration of hip-hop. LL Cool J will introduce the segment. Questlove is directing. Black Thought's going to narrate it. Some of the performers for Sunday night will include Missy Elliott, Public Enemy, Grandmaster Flash, Queen Latifah, Run DMC, Lil Wayne, De La Soul, Salt-N-Pepa, Ice-T, Busta Rhymes, Nelly, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and many more.
That's going to be great, and I'm glad they're doing that because the Grammys have had a very contentious relationship with the hip-hop community, and as Lizzo just said, it's about damn time. So I'm very happy that they're doing this.
This sounds like a huge show on Sunday. Some of the presenters, they announced them earlier this week. Cardi B, James Corden, Billy Crystal, Dwayne Johnson, Olivia Rodrigo, Shania Twain, and then your performers, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, Sam Smith. This is going to be a big one. Beyonce, by the way, has the most nominations with 9. And then there's rumors of possibly Adele and Beyonce also performing on Sunday night.
That'll be so great. I'm totally tuning in. I don't care about I kind of care about the awards on the Grammys, but I mostly tune in for the performances.
Yeah, because we get entertainment during the Grammys. Like the other award shows, they go up, they give their speeches. Yeah, we can see the speeches and everything, but we're going to get some entertainment on Sunday night. Now, The Rock's mom, she got into a pretty bad car accident on Wednesday night, but she's going to be okay. The Rock posted pictures of the car and said that she'll survive and continue to get evaluated. This woman has survived lung cancer, a tough marriage, head-on collision with a drunk driver, attempted suicide. She's a survivor in ways that make angels and miracles real. But it was pretty intense. The photos are pretty intense of her car.
Oh, man, poor thing. Jeez, I'm glad she's okay.
Now, you and Steph were talking about this on the 7 a.m. Social Club, and I got some audio of this. Recently, Ashton Kutcher shared an embarrassing story. He was at a karaoke party with his wife, Mila Kunis, and they were impressed by a kid who sang an ABBA song, as he says, really well. They complimented the singer, only later to find out that singer was Harry Styles. Here's Ashton Kutcher.
you're really good, like really good. And he's like, thanks, man. Thank you. I really appreciate that. So we go to our friend and we go, God, that guy was really good, huh? And they're like, it's Harry Styles. And I was like, who's that?
Well, this was during the One Direction period, I think, so maybe he didn't know all the people.
Oh, it was back. It wasn't current day Harry Styles.
I don't think it was recent, was it, Steph? I thought that was an older story. Do you remember?
I was looking at that video and trying to get more info on when it was, and I couldn't find anything. So maybe we'll give Ashton credit. Maybe it was a little bit during the One Direction days.
Lots of sports happening this weekend, including the NHL All-Star Game on Saturday. We've got two Vegas Golden Knights, goalie Logan Thompson, and then Chandler Stephenson was recently added as a player as well. They're on this Pacific roster, which will be coached by Bruce Cassidy. That is tomorrow at noon. And then Sunday at noon on ABC, right here in town, the NFL Pro Bowl game. AFC takes on the NFC. New this year, 7-on-7 flag football match, Allegiant Stadium. Are you going to watch any of these games this weekend?
Probably not. Well, maybe the All-Star game, the hockey. Yeah, but I don't know. Nah. Probably not.
We're being honest. Yeah. You know, it's there. Maybe on the background or something like that. Let's talk about basketball, because UNLV basketball, they have a game tonight, the guys do, Fresno State. The ladies, they won again last night. They beat New Mexico 93-75. So the record is 21-2 on the season, 11-0 in the conference, and they've won 12 games straight.
Still not nationally ranked.
Still not ranked.
Interesting.
The ladies are not ranked. UCLA has a record of 17-5, and they're ranked number 14.
Wow, so messed up.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
So the ladies have a game tomorrow. They're at Air Force. And then last one here, new music. Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 85 is out today.
Wow. This has been going on for 85 years, you guys. No, just kidding.
They started this in 1942.
They put out multiples a year. I kid.
The first one came out in 1998, October of 1998, included such hit songs as... Also, Tonic. And then Hanson.
Nice. Those are some good songs. Let's bring it back. Come on.
Hey, I'm going to go back to, because I have a second here. I want to go back to the Grammys and give you a quiz. I did this yesterday. Record of the year. See how much Grammy knowledge you remember. We'll go back to 2013 for Record of the Year.
Okay.
These were the nominees. Tell me who won. You had Lonely Boy, the Black Keys. Stronger, Kelly Clarkson. Thinking About You, Frank Ocean. Somebody That I Used to Know, Gautier. We Are Never Getting Back Together, Taylor Swift. And We Are Young from Fun. Which one, Record of the Year back in 2013?
Ooh, what was the first one again?
Lonely Boy, Black Keys.
I feel like Black Keys had a big year that year, so I'm going to go with Lonely Boy, Black Keys.
And the winner was... Gautier.
My least favorite song of all time.
Grammy? I had no idea that Gautier won a Grammy back in 2013.
Well, let's keep it back in 2013.
Is Gautier coming up on the show today? I hope not. More dirt in the 7 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1774.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. It is so great to have you here on this Friday, February 3rd, getting ready to kick off the weekend. And so glad you were able to join us this morning. So... did Beyonce tickets go on sale today, or it's next week, right?
2/6, I think, for if you're part of the fan club. So that would be what, Sunday?
Okay, because someone see on Twitter, they were like, I just secured 2 tickets to see Beyonce in Paris on my birthday. So maybe the tickets for the Paris show have already gone on sale.
Maybe. And she added a couple more dates too. Nothing to Vegas, but she did add more dates here in the States, just based on the demand before the tickets even go on sale.
Oh, I was having a heart attack. I was like, wait a second.
We need to go to break.
I didn't get an email. What's going on? So yeah, that's going to be interesting when they go on sale here. Oh man, it's going to be crazy.
Good luck, Ticketmaster.
Yes.
What are your plans for the weekend? Anything going on this weekend?
This weekend, I am going to see yet to come in theaters, the Busan concert for BTS that they did. There was a screening on Wednesday. There were screenings on Wednesday. There's screenings tonight and there's screenings tomorrow. So my husband is so sweet. He got me a pair of tickets. And so he's going to go with me, or maybe my daughter's going to go with me. I think they're both like fighting over who has to go with me on that one. So I'm going to do that.
Are you fighting because neither one wants to go, or they both want to go so bad?
Well, I don't think either one really wants to go. My husband yesterday was like, hey, should Brooklyn go with you? Because like she knows the songs and stuff like that. And I don't really know all of them. And I was like, oh, that's fine. Yeah. If you'd rather, you know, send her. And then I asked her, I'm like, hey, did you want to go with me to that? And she's like, what time is it? And I was like, I think it's like 9 o'clock. She's like, oh, that's too late for me. I'll be too tired. I was like, oh, okay. So you know what? I'm going to offer it up. If they don't want to go, I'll just go by myself. You know, I'm sure I'll meet Army there, and I'm sure that I'll feel included. So I don't want to force them to do something that they don't want to do.
Well, it's going to be an event, and I know you're super excited about this. And this is like going to a concert. You're going to be watching their concert, and you're bringing the glow sticks. What are they called?
Army bombs.
You're bringing the army bombs. This is, I mean, I have a feeling once you're in there, you're not going to be sitting in your seat. It's going to be like a concert, standing up, soaking in the music, right?
Yeah, I've never been to a show like this, and they've done it before, but I've never been, so I'm not sure. I know everybody brings their army bombs, but I don't really know if people get up, if they just kind of stay in their seats and sing along or what. I'm not sure. This is going to be a first time event for me, so I don't know. I'll be fine. I'm going to just offer it up and be like, or maybe I might tell a little fib to my husband, like, yeah, you know, I met someone that really wants to go and they couldn't get a ticket. How about you give me your ticket and I'll give it to them, and that way he won't feel bad that I go by myself, but because he's not up right now. So maybe I tell him that just so he doesn't have to go, because I don't want to force him to do something he doesn't want to do.
Do you have any girlfriends? I'm sure someone's listening that would want to go with you too. I just think it's so funny though with Brooklyn. That was the last Friday she was campaigning to get that sleepover and everything.
Yeah.
And now you tell like, hey, this, and she's like, 9 o'clock's kind of late for me on a weekend.
She's like, it's been a rough week. and this is my only day that I don't have sports. So I might go to bed early. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. No worries. All right. So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, it's, so I'm new in that. And then on Saturday, my daughter's going to a bat mitzvah. So we're dropping her off at there, but we're going to stay in the area just, you know, to pick her up. So Matt and I are going to go out to dinner and just, you know, hang out, maybe do a little shopping and stuff like that. And then, yeah, just kind of lay low. I'm excited for the Grammys on Sunday. So that should be fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It should be lots going on this week with the Grammys, Pro Bowl, NHL All-Star Game, some good movies out this weekend. Yeah, so lots of stuff to do. We started watching that show last night, Your Honor. We watched episode one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're right. That was a good one.
It is excellent. Oh, my gosh. If you haven't watched the first season, you will just plow through it. It's so good. But yeah, it's back for a second season on Showtime, and yeah, I love that show. It's so good.
We just did one episode. I think there's two out. Does it drop every weekend? So it'll be episode
every
three.
Every Friday. So there's a new
one
tonight.
Coming out,
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
So in the downtime, I think we'll be doing that. It was last night. The plan was for me to watch it for like 5 minutes, and nope. Got sucked in for that entire hour.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It'll do that to you. It's a good show.
Now, today, we have those tickets for you to go see Usher, and we have them in the 8 o'clock hour, right around 8:25. We also have the Oh Wow Wheel, which will spin right around 8:15. And then up next is What's Trending. What do you have for us?
All right, we are going to talk about the Rocky. He's going reality. We have details on that. Also, the petition for this person to do the coin flip at this big game, and free food for a year if you propose here. We'll tell you all about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Probably trending already.
We're trending, well.
You do know that it's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending is on Mix 94.1.
Sylvester Stallone is trending this morning. The Rocky actor is going reality. We're about to see a whole new side of the famous actor. Paramount Plus announced that a new 8-part docuseries starring the 3-time Oscar nominee, along with his wife, Jennifer Flavin, and daughters Sophie, Sistine, and Scarlett, will be premiering this spring. The show is called The Family Stallone, and it's said that Stallone is ready to give cameras access to what he would consider the greatest role of his lifetime, Dad. This new series starring Stallone's three daughters, wife, and himself offers a seat at the table at one of Hollywood's most famous families. There's a teaser for the new show that's going to appear during the Super Bowl, but that might be something worth checking out.
Yeah, with his daughters and everything, and I wonder if they'll have, because remember he had his wife's tattoo, and then he had it removed or turned into a tattoo of his dog, and there was rumors of him getting a divorce, but they stayed together. There was a lot happening in the world of Sylvester Stallone the past year.
Yeah, and maybe they'll shed a little light on that and like what exactly happened there and why it happened. So yeah, that is happening. Also this morning, we're talking about Mama Kelsey. Who's Mama Kelsey? Well, the mother to brothers Travis and Jason Kelsey. They're going to be facing off in the Super Bowl next week, and fans are petitioning to get their mother Donna to do the coin toss before the game. It's a change.org petition that was started lobbying the NFL to have her participate in the tradition since the big game has been dubbed the Kelsey Bowl. The petition says, what a great way to show the super proud mama some amazing appreciation and love while giving her a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Travis Kelsey, he is the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jason Kelsey is a center for the Philadelphia Eagles. So far, the petition has almost 35,000 signatures.
Whoa. I wonder if she'll have that jersey that's half Kansas City, half Philadelphia on the other side.
She has one, yeah.
Oh,
she wears
really?
That. She wore that to the last game. So, yeah, she definitely already is there. And then finally this morning, Cracker Barrel is trending. If you're thinking about proposing on Valentine's Day, Cracker Barrel wants you. Couples who get engaged at Cracker Barrel on Valentine's Day have the chance to win free food from the restaurant chain for a year. All you have to do is propose at one of their locations and upload a video of it to Instagram telling why you decided to propose there. You also have to tag the restaurant and include the hashtags I said yes at Cracker Barrel and contest. Five lucky couples will win the grand prize and enjoy free food for a year. Hey, that's a nice little treat there if you're a newlywed and trying to pinch some pennies. So you can do that at Cracker Barrel, and that is what's trending. I get paralyzed by fear when it comes to doing this. You mentioned something, I think it was like last week, where you were kind of in a similar situation, and I actually thought about it and the advice that everybody gave you, and I'm like, this is a lot easier said than done. So yesterday after work, I met up with a girlfriend of mine that I hadn't seen in a long time, and we were meeting at a local coffee place here in town. So she was already there when I got there, and she had already gotten her drink and some food, and so she was kind of waiting on me, and I walked in. I was like, hey, let me go get my coffee and I'll be right back. She's like, okay. So I go, and I just ordered just a regular coffee with a splash of oat milk in it. That's all. It was a small one because I already had like three cups of coffee. So I was like, ugh. So I got a small one, and then we go and sit down and hello and just talking, and it was great. So I go to take my sip of coffee, and it's like cold. And I didn't order an iced coffee. I ordered the hot coffee. It's just really cold. And it was like so surprising that I was like, ugh. And I kind of looked at her. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, this is like really cold.
Ooh.
And yeah, she was like, go say something. And I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. And she's like, why not? I'm like, what am I going to say? This is cold. And she's like, no, just do it. And we both know one of the owners of the place that we were at. And I'm like, no, because then word's going to get back that I complained. Absolutely not. I'm not complaining. I have an odd fear of complaining just in general at, you know, if I get bad service, if a meal is not good. And I know you had that issue last week.
Yeah, I had the issue with I ordered a sandwich with no cheese, and they brought the sandwich over with cheese, and I wanted to say something because my buddy's like, dude, don't say anything. I'm like, why? He's like, because you can eat it with cheese, right? I'm like, yeah, I can. He's like, what's the point? What's the point of complaining? I'm like, all right, fine. So I didn't say anything. But it is such a weird situation, too. If it's bad service, maybe the server's having a bad day. Do you say something? If you know the owner, and then it gets back to them. But I think, though, Was it super busy where if you went up and said, hey, this is cold, is it easy to just pour one more cup of coffee? Or was it packed yesterday?
It wasn't packed. It was not packed at all. Like, as a matter of fact, like they were just kind of standing there, and I kept looking. I'm like, I was going to go ask, hey, can you guys stick this in the microwave for me? I didn't even know if they had a microwave. Oh, and I was thinking about doing it because it just, I don't know, cold coffee is not good unless you're drinking an iced coffee. It's just, ugh. And I'm like, gosh, I paid like $4 for this. And I was just so annoyed. But I just have this weird anxiety when it comes to complaining about something because I don't want people to be like, ugh, she's complaining. But when you spend your money on something and you want it to be, you know, even just a little warm, it was just ice cold. And I'm like, why did they give me this?
What if the machine was broken or something? Because you're right. There is something about if you get an iced coffee, it's different. You're going into it expecting the cold drink. There's actually ice in it. It's a different kind of refreshing drink. A hot cup of coffee cold is not good at all. It's like, oh, this has been sitting out for a while. The machine is busted. And because I was in a situation once where I was at a restaurant, knew the owner. He's a chef. And I ordered some kind of chicken plate and started eating it. It was just like, it was rubber. It was like overcooked. So I ate everything around it. And then the manager comes over. He's like, everything okay? I'm like, oh, yeah, it was fantastic. He's like, chef was watching you. He noticed you didn't eat the chicken. I'm like, I'm full. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, no, everything's fine. Because I don't want to say something. But the chef, like, noticed. But it's weird how we get like that. Why are there times where you don't want to say something? Like, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Oh, I know. I guess you're just you're afraid of getting that reputation of being a complainer. Uh-huh. And there's some people who don't care. Like, they just, if there's something wrong, they're going to say it. And I really respect those people because they're just like, it needs to be said. My husband's one of those people. If there's an issue, he'll say something in a nice way. I actually really admire the way he does it. Like with the chicken, he would have been like, yeah, you know what? It was a little chewy for me. I'm not sure if it was just me or maybe the chicken wasn't cooked, but it was just a little chewy for me. And it's, you know, that doesn't sound threatening at all. It's like, oh, wow. Okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I'd be like, it's delicious. I'm still chewing it 3 hours later, but it's fantastic.
I can't talk because I'm still chewing this chicken you served me an hour ago. Does anyone else have like a weird fear like that? Because yeah, complaining about your hot cup of coffee being cold shouldn't be a big thing, but somehow it did become a big thing.
Yeah. Or are you the type of person that, you know, really kind of shuts up when it comes to stuff like that because you don't want to cause an issue? What does that say about the person? Is it just like a lack of confidence? Is it a lack of standing on your own 2 feet? I'm really curious what people would say that says about your personality when you're too afraid to speak up. I'll speak up on so many different things, but I will not speak up on stuff like that.
Well, I think the whole complaining thing is so subjective too. Because in my mind, the cup of coffee thing, that's an easy fix. Food thing is like, it's so weird. It's like, I just brought up a second ago. I asked for a sandwich with no cheese. There was cheese on it. I was able to eat it with the cheese, but I still wanted to point it out to the server. And my buddy's like, dude, don't say anything. What's the point? You're complaining just to complain. I'm like, yeah, but they should know in case there's a new chef back there and doesn't read the ticket right and doesn't notice the changes are at the bottom of the ticket. He didn't see that there should be no cheese. And he's serving up cheese to everyone that doesn't want cheese on their sandwich. He's like, ah, can you eat it? I'm like, yes. He's like, just eat it. Don't say anything. I'm like, I think it is so subjective in the scenario that you're in.
Yeah, it really is. Stacy just messaged us. She said, I have an odd fear of saying no to salespeople when they ask if they can help with anything. I don't want to hurt their feelings. Like, I don't want your help. So I'll always ask some question that makes no sense. That's nice. As a former salesperson and in retail, that is very much appreciated because we were told you have to approach every customer and ask if you can help with anything. 90% of the time they're like, no, I'm just looking. But when that one person was like, yes, do you have any of these? And you're like, oh, well, yes, we do. Follow me. It was always so nice to have something to do. The other thing that they would make us do is, it was like this suggestive selling. So if you took someone to the dressing room and they were trying on stuff, you in your mind are trying to figure out what would go with this stuff. And you read their size and then you go, you get a couple of things and you come back like, hey, I don't know if you're looking for tops, but this one looks so good with those pants you're trying on. So I just brought it back for you if you want to try it on. If not, no worries. Hoping that they'd be like, well, since I'm here, I'll put it on. And then they'd love it and then they'd buy it. It was the worst when you went through all that trouble and they'd be like, no, I'm good. You can keep it. I'm like, I really tried.
That's like if you're checking out like Target or something, and you go to checkout, and they give that little pitch like, hey, just so you know, if you want to apply for a Target Visa card, you're going to get 15% off your order today. Would you care to apply? And most people are like, no. Or sometimes they cut them off. Nah, I'm good. I always hear that pitch because the cashier doesn't want to be doing that. They're required to do that.
Yeah.
And so there are secret shoppers that come through, and if they don't do it, they're going to get in trouble. So it's not like they're like, oh, I want to get this person to sign up on a credit card. That's part of the responsibility, just like these people in customer service. That's their job, is to come up and ask you if you need help. And, you know, it's cool that she's asking for it.
And sometimes you would get bonused if they did open up a credit card. Mm. I remember that we had like a store credit card. And so you always had to ask. And when people would say, why, yes, you're like, what? Oh, and like back then there was not an internet. And so you had to call the credit place and like the customers are piling up. You're like, yes, we want to open an account from, well, it was awful. But I did get $20 for doing it.
That's huge.
Yeah.
They're filling out the application by hand.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful.
We've got the hot three coming up next. What do you have for us?
A Chinese spy balloon found over the northern U.S. We're going to tell you the latest on that. Also, with the big game coming up, what are some of the fun, weird bets that you can make? That is on the way. And Quebec's groundhog, they have a big celebration too, just like they Punxsutawney Phil. They have their own version of Punxsutawney Phil, but disaster struck the night before the big reveal. We'll tell you what happened and how they rectified the situation. That's coming up next in the Hot 3.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's go. Here we go.
Three, two.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So this is kind of scary. The Pentagon said yesterday that it's tracking a surveillance balloon sent by China that's crossing the northern U.S. The balloon's described as about the size of three buses, and it was spotted over Montana yesterday. Officials say it made a ground stop in Billings. And there's been an internal debate about whether to shoot the balloon down, with President Biden in favor and Defense Department officials worrying that might cause injuries to people on the ground. NORAD sent F-22 Raptors to the area in case they were needed. The balloon was first spotted by people just on a commercial airliner. And defense officials say they're not concerned about spying because they know what the balloon is over, though one of them said it's hovered above sensitive sites. But because it's such a high altitude, they say that the balloon does not pose any danger to planes or anything like that.
I'm looking at photos of this thing. This thing is huge.
It's really huge.
It touched down at one point?
It made a ground stop. Yeah, in Billings. So
if it lands in Billings, take the thing out. I'm going to go back up.
Can't someone just shoot a dart at it?
It's a balloon. Seriously.
Won't it just go...
sorry, China, it's a balloon. It popped. These things happen. Yeah. Well, our bad.
Oh, can you imagine like the fun with the helium that you could get with that?
It's just a big old... Imagine being in the airplane, you're flying southwest going to Montana. Like, what, is that a balloon outside the window?
Yeah, that's so bizarre. So if we get more details on that, we'll keep you posted. Well, the big game, it's coming up and billions of dollars are going to be spent on gambling, of course. Who's going to win? But guessing the winner, it's just one bet that you can put down. You can bet on some pretty surprising things with the prop bets. For instance, here are some of the funny ones. You could place a wager on whether or not the power will go out during the game. Remember that one Super Bowl where the power went out?
I was so happy that happened because I was leaving. I was at a Super Bowl party and I wanted to go home and the power went out. So I'm like, I'm going to leave now. And the power was out for like an hour. I'm like, I got home, got situated. I love that power outage.
Yeah, that's something you can bet on. You can bet on whether or not a player will propose marriage on the field. This one, of course, we've heard about a lot. What color Gatorade will be poured on the winning coach and whether or not a player will be ejected from the game for throwing a punch or for fighting.
Oh, I'm going to say yes on that one.
You think so?
I think a punch will be thrown, yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to get ejected. I think that maybe, I wouldn't even say a punch, just some unsportsmanlike conduct, but I don't know that they'll get kicked out of the game.
What were some of the other ones? Power outage, I'm saying it's going to be good.
Marriage proposal, I'm going to say no on that one.
Hmm.
I don't think anyone's going to do that.
Game is over. Whoever wins, they're super excited. The moment takes over. I'm going to say yes on that one.
Wow, you are really putting money on
it. Yes.
All right, finally this morning, the legend of Punxsutawney Phil claims there's only ever been one Phil, and he's been making predictions since 1886. So he achieves this immortality by drinking a secret elixir of life. But in reality, a groundhog's lifespan is really just a few years, and they were reminded of that in Quebec, Canada this week. Their famous groundhog is Fred La Marmotte. Marmotte is French for groundhog. But the night before Groundhog Day, they discovered that Fred had passed away. Now, there was not time to get a replacement, so they announced the sad news at the ceremony, but they did have a plan B. Instead of a real groundhog, they used a child and a stuffed animal as a stand-in. Now, the child and the stuffed animal did see a shadow, predicting 6 more weeks of winter. There will be a new groundhog next year, Fred Jr., one of Fred LaMarmotte's sons. No funeral arrangements have been announced, but maybe is it possible that Fred knew what was coming and decided to peace out a little early? I'm not sure.
You did, though. You mentioned yesterday that the very first Groundhog Day here in the States, they ate the thing afterwards.
Yes.
I'm still disturbed by that.
That is so, it's like, let's pull him out of this hole. He's literally just trying to sleep. Let's pull him out. Hey, oh, you saw your shadow? Okay, let's get to eating.
Oh my gosh.
So sad.
Well, that's sorry about Fred, but I'm happy his son will step in next year. That's good news.
Keep the Fred name alive, please. Uh-huh.
We've got our 7 a.m. social club. We'll be live from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Facebook and YouTube. You can watch us the entire hour if conversations off the air while songs are playing, while commercials are playing. That'll kick off in just about 8 minutes.
That's new mix music from Mimi Webb. It's called Red Flags. It is 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So these things don't exist anymore?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
A couple things. First off, is there any chance to get Brooklyn to call the show? I don't know if she's going to school right now or she's at home. Could you get Brooklyn? Brooklyn, if you're listening, I know there's a delay. Can you call in right now? Because I want to do something here.
Let me text her really quick.
Okay.
Or Steph, actually, you have her phone number. Can you just call her? She's going to call her right now.
Okay.
And try to get her on. Why? What's up?
Because I saw this article last night. I was reading it, and I'm like, wow, what happened to all these like cool products and brands? It's an article about businesses that failed to innovate and change with the times and develop new products and just kind of went away. But these at one point were iconic brands and iconic businesses. As I'm reading this, I'm like, I remember that. I played with that, this, that, and everything. I'm like, I think we really need to bring on Brooklyn from Gen Z to give her these brands, these products, and see if A, if she knows what they are, and B, if she doesn't, to take a guess what they are.
What they are? Yeah. Okay, can you give us an example of one? Before she's on the phone.
I mean, the first one, I think it's they're still around in a certain form, but Kodak.
Kodak. Okay, yeah. Let's not say what it is.
Okay.
We'll ask and see if she can figure it out. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. She's on her way to school this morning. You can tell.
Oh.
She's a little tired.
Maybe? It's Friday, though, coming in the weekend. Yeah, and she's got a low-key night tonight. And, yeah, it's the weekend here.
So did you hear what we're going to do? We're going to ask you about brands that no longer exist, see if you know what they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
First one I just mentioned, Kodak. Do you know what Kodak is?
No.
Oh.
You don't know what Kodak is?
Uh-uh.
Okay, take a guess.
Maybe like a furniture store.
I can't believe you don't know, especially with your dad doing what he does for a living.
Is it like a camera store?
Yeah, for photography, film.
Like a brand?
Yeah, they dominated the film market back in the 70s, 80s, and I guess 90s too, but kind of failed to evolve with the time. So Kodak is one of them.
My dad worked for Kodak for a short period of time.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. That was like his first major job was with Kodak. Yeah.
Wow.
Now you learned something
new.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
All right. Kodak, the furniture store.
I think, you know, the Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. It's like where you, like, go to rent movies and stuff.
Yes!
Yes!
Yay!
Yeah, can
very
we get
good.
The buzzers
good.
Up there, Steph? Segway.
I feel like I've heard of this.
What's a Segway?
Like a grocery store?
Safeway.
Sounds that way.
That's actually a really good guess.
Segway was a transportation company. They were making these scooters that were supposed to be the next big thing back in the early 2000s.
Remember that movie Paul Blart Mall Cop where he would go around on that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Segway.
Oh. MySpace.
Oh, isn't that where it's like kind of like a social media, like you can like chat on there or something?
Close.
I'll give her that.
Yeah, I would say that's correct.
Yeah, look at that.
That was like the original social media, MySpace, my MySpace page.
This, I think, is still here, but not as dominant as it was back in the day. Sears.
Oh, it's kind of like a JCPenney or something.
Yes!
Yeah.
A department store! That's my girl.
She's on fire now. Okay, Polaroid.
Oh, I have like a Polaroid camera. I have like film. It's like a film camera.
Yeah, that's back with Gen Z. It's not cool to take pictures with your phone. It's cool to take pictures with a Polaroid and then take pictures of the Polaroid with your phone.
Oh,
that's
thank you.
Cool.
Thank you for telling me that. Borders.
Huh?
Borders.
Borders.
Like countries bordering each other?
No. It was a store called Borders. What do you think they sold at the store called Borders?
Like decks for skateboards?
Oh yeah, I would love that.
That's a really good idea.
That and books.
It was a bookstore.
It's hard. I mean, it's not around anymore. How about this? Pan Am.
I've never heard of that. Maybe like... That just sounds like a bookstore.
The Pan Am bookstore?
Yeah, that could be. Pan Am
like,
was...
Is it kind of like where you would buy like pots and pans and like cooking stuff?
That's a really good guess.
That's a great guess. That's the wrong answer. Pan Am was a huge airline back in the day. Made huge, huge airline. But
it was
they didn't
a United.
Yeah, they didn't change with the times. But I'll do one more. Last one. Let's end on Circuit City. What was Circuit City?
A shoe store?
No. It was an electronics store.
Oh.
You did well.
You did really well.
You're creative. Points for creativity.
Yeah, oh, that's what I wanted. I didn't expect you to know. I wanted her making guesses that Pan Am's a pot and pan store and Borders was a skateboard store that sold skateboard decks, which is brilliant in my mind.
My favorite is Kodak, the furniture store. I love that one.
I don't know.
We know you did
a great job. You should have known. Yeah, you're young.
I love you.
Love you.
Have a good day today.
Have a great weekend, Brooklyn. We'll see you now. Bye-bye.
Kodak, the furniture store.
Who was the furniture guy here in town? Who loved you, baby?
The furniture store. That's who.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but it was the furniture store.
To me, he looks like a Kodak himself.
He was supposed to be there. That's the guy's name that he was imitating. Was
Kojak.
Kojak.
See, it all comes together.
Kodak.
That was a lot of fun. Coming up next hour, 8:25, those tickets for you to go see Usher.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
The Etsy designer behind Beyonce's fabulous disco-style cowboy hat is experiencing what they're calling the Beyonce effect. Whatever Beyonce touches turns to gold. So her name is Abby Mispin. She's known as Trending by Abby on Etsy, and she was talking to TMZ. She says a stylist for Beyonce hit her up way back last June saying she wanted a mirrored cowboy hat for Beyonce and would need it in 5 days. So Abby said she was thrilled to him make this hat and sold it to Beyonce's people for $215. Well, about 2 months later, Abby's creation showed up in a Beyonce video teaser, but even that promotion didn't compare to what was to come. So Beyonce, with the ticket sale announcement, there's that flyer, there's a poster. Beyonce has that hat on.
So everybody wants it now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. She's been bombarded with orders. She says she usually gets about 5 to 6 orders per week. That's after the last Beyonce bump up. Right now, she's getting 60 orders a day for that hat.
Wow. That's like when stuff blows up on TikTok, like these small businesses. It's so great to see them getting all that business. But some of them will be like, you guys, we can't keep up with it. Please know that you're not going to get your order for like 3 months or something like that. And so it's like they're not prepared for that. Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. And so she had to shut down the store because she can't keep up with it. I saw the thing. There was someone that something happened over the holidays to someone. And someone pointed out that this person has an online store where they sell things. And everyone's like, let's buy all the product. You know, let's help this person out. And same thing, bombarded this person with orders. And then someone's like, hey, that guy's in a bad way. He won't be able to do all that stuff. If you want to help him, donate some money to his GoFundMe. It's kind of interesting because they wanted to help him out by buying his stuff. But at the same time, he was in a spot where he couldn't make the stuff everyone was buying.
Yeah, and you don't want to get the customers mad at you because you're not able to deliver. I totally get it.
Grammys are Sunday. Now, the show is going to feature a 50th anniversary celebration of hip-hop. This is going to be huge. LL Cool J is going to introduce the segment. Questlove is directing. Thought it's going to narrate it. Check out, these are some of the performers. Missy Elliott, Public Enemy, Grandmaster Flash, Queen Latifah, Run DMC, Lil Wayne, Salt-N-Pepa, Ice-T, Busta Rhymes, Method Man, Future, Nelly, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and more.
Wow, that's going to be really cool. I can't wait to see that.
Beyonce leads the nominations with 9. I want to do a quiz.
Okay.
Let me open up something right here. This is Best New Artist. I want to see how well you remember your Best New Artist from the 90s.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
The 90s.
Here. Take yourself back to 1990. Let's start with 1992. Best New Artist. Did it go to Mark Cohen, CNC Music Factory, Boyz II Men, Color Me Bad, or Seal?
Why do I feel like it was Mark Cohen? I feel like it was one of those things where everyone's like, who? What? I feel like it was Mark Cohen.
Go with Mark Cohen?
Yeah.
Mark Cohen, you are correct.
Yeah. I feel like I remember that. Like, me and my friends were all like, CNC Music Factory, yeah! Or something like that. And then we're like, who?
And this was back in the 90s, too, when a lot of these winners, you're like, who? Just like you said. Now I think it's more they win it, they move on to some success. Back in the 80s and 90s, the Best New Artist was kind of like the kiss of death. You won that thing and you went away.
You did not want that award, so interesting.
Well, let's try 1993 then. We got John Cicada, Chris Cross, Sophie B. Hawkins, Billy Ray Cyrus, or Arrested Development.
I'll say John Cicada.
Final answer?
Yes.
Oh, you're not. No, you're incorrect. It was Arrested Development. Got it in 1993.
And I thought about that for half a second, but I was like, nah. Oh, that sucks.
Let's do one more year. Pick one more year from the 90s. Your pick.
1999.
Okay, scrolling down here. I'm doing this live with you right now. I saw this on BuzzFeed last night. Computer's loading.
Mm-hmm. Best new artist, 1999. The choices are...
Yeah, my screen's blank. Darn it, BuzzFeed.
I can only stall for so long.
Oh, wait. No, hold on. Okay.
Just pick another year.
No, I got. Okay. 1999. Backstreet Boys. Lauryn Hill. Natalie. And
Don't even finish. This was Lauryn Hill. I remember that year.
Let me give you the other ones just in case. Okay. Someone's playing along. They're driving to work right now. Natalie and Brulia. The Chicks. Or Andrea Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli?
Yeah.
I'm still going to go with Lauryn Hill on that one.
Mercedes?
She had a huge year that year. It was like massive. So, yeah.
Cool for the Backstreet Boys to be nominated in that category.
Yeah, they have a Grammy nomination. That's pretty cool.
So, next hour, we've got the Oh Wow Wheel right around 8:15. Then right after that, 8:25, there's tickets for you to go see Usher. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's Mix 94.1. You have to use it. You have to use it. I wish I had one of these. I don't. I have to go upstairs if I want to use one of these. But you have one downstairs in your house. Use it.
We do. And I've only used it once. And my wife, Laura, she has never used it. And we've been in this house since 2010. What I'm talking about is a shower downstairs. We've got three showers in our house. There's the one upstairs, the primary bedroom shower, bathroom. There's the guest one upstairs. And so Laura uses just two of us in the house. She gets ready in the primary bathroom upstairs. That's her shower. That's where the bathtub is. That's like her bathroom. I use the guest bedroom. All my stuff is in there. My shampoos, all that stuff is in that one. And then there's the one downstairs that no one ever uses. And so Laura's shower door, it broke over the weekend, and I fixed it and put this thing back on. I need a pro to come out and really fix it, but it came off again. And yesterday, she's like, the shower door came off. I'm like, I can't fix it till later on. And she's like, well, what should I do? I'm like, we can shower my shower. She's like, yeah, yours is always dirty. I'm like, we'll use the downstairs shower. And she goes, no, I've never used that before. I'm like, you've never been down there? She's like, nope, I never have. I used it just once when we had guests in our house. And it woke up for work in the morning, so I went downstairs to use it. But outside of that, there's a shower downstairs that has never been used.
Do you ever turn the water on in there?
Every so often, I do.
You have to.
Because the smell will start to come up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yep. It's funny because I wish we had a shower downstairs. Because like once in a while, if we have a lot of guests in our house, we have an office. And in there's a couch that folds out and you can sleep there. And so my brother slept there before. And I feel bad because he always has to go upstairs to shower. I'm like, I wish we had a shower downstairs. That's something I consider a luxury. You should use it more.
Well, for us,
I guess if you have your own, it's fine.
Upstairs, but I know what you're saying. Because same thing. There's an office downstairs. And I remember we moved in. We rented the house when we first moved in there for a few years. And talking to the landlord, I'm like, the downstairs was already set up as an office. I'm like, that's weird to have a downstairs shower. She's like, well, that's because if someone wants to use this office as a bedroom, there's a shower for them.
Yeah, works perfectly.
Makes sense.
We got a text. What did you, what do you have? What do you own that you absolutely never use? Maybe the intent was there to use it, but you just kind of forgot about it or you just don't need it. 702-364-9400. This text came in. It says, my mom wanted a bread maker for her birthday and bragged about how much bread she was going to make. We got it for her, but over 5 years, we never got one loaf of bread. As a joke, my sister regifted it to her on Mother's Day and made her cry. It's the one thing we don't talk about in our family, the bread maker. I have something. And man, I was gung-ho, like 100% into it for the longest time. And then I realized it has to be cleaned and refilled and you have to pull it out and change filters. And I was like, this sucks. And it's my rabbit poop ice maker. I never use it anymore.
It's not built into your fridge?
Built in, mm-hmm. But we turned it off. So it doesn't make ice.
So you just get regular ice cubes?
Well, we don't really use ice in my house, honestly. Like, yeah, we don't use ice. I don't have any use for ice cubes. Like, my daughter had to do her science fair project has to do with ice cubes. Mm-hmm. And we had to go buy an ice cube tray because we didn't have one. I was like, oh, man. But after using it a couple of months, I noticed at the bottom, it was like dark. I'm like, is that mold or is it dirt or what? And so I went in, baking soda, cleaned it so well. Then a light comes on. It's like, filter needs to be changed or something. I'm like, what? Where's the filter? So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is way more trouble than it's worth. So I just turned it off. And now we don't talk about the ice maker anymore. When people come over, they're like, can I have some of that ice? I'm like, nope, it's not on. Sorry about that.
I remember when he first got that thing.
Oh, I was all in.
During the pandemic, wasn't it?
I was so proud of that.
Yes, I was jealous. You got, oh, that's the best ice out there.
I'm like, people, if you come over, I'll give you some ice. It's amazing. Now, if I want that ice that bad, I'll just go to Sonic and buy a bag of it or something.
That's so funny.
Steph, you have something like that, don't you?
I do. So the beginning of the year, I've been on this kick on cold brew coffee, black. I drink nothing but black coffee now. I'm so excited. And what we got...
You're excited because you're drinking nothing but black
yes,
coffee.
I am. I love it. I'm on it. And I got this new cold brew maker on Amazon. It's a pitcher. And basically, you could put regular coffee beans in it that's already crushed up. And overnight, you put it in the fridge and it's ready to go. So yesterday, James comes to me and he says, so what are we going to do about our Keurig? I'm like, what do you mean? What are we going to do about our Keurig? You use it. He goes, no, I don't. I barely even drink coffee anymore. So this whole time, the Keurig's been out, and it's been kind of lonely. So now I think we're going to put it in storage because our Keurig's no more.
Oh, you could put it in there with JC's air fryer that he was so gung-ho about.
The land of appliances that no one uses.
Aww. Let's go back to the tape the day that JC ordered it. Like, I'm going to make salmon. I'm going to make this. Oh, it's going to be. I'm looking up recipes. I'm going to make everything with this air fryer. Did you use it one time?
We gave it away. One of Laura's friends out of the barn came and took it. Like, it was tiny. It was a small little thing. Pieces and parts that go into that thing. Nope. Anyone want an air fryer? Laura's friend, she came and took it.
These things, they lose their luster after a while. Once you realize you have to clean things, and yeah, I'm with you.
We should go back to that day because you were like, you're not going to use it. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? Steph's like, you're going to use it all the time. Didn't use it once.
My friend Michelle says she'll buy my ice maker from me. You can't. It's built in to my kitchen island. It's stuck there forever. So sorry, you can't buy it.
How much space does it take up?
Well, it was like they planned the whole thing based on the dimensions of the ice maker.
It was all built around the ice maker.
Oh, yeah. I was like, we're getting this ice maker. And they're like, okay, we'll put that there. And then we'll put the sink here and then the dishwasher here and then the trash drawer there. Like, it's all set up. So that thing is stuck and it's not going anywhere.
Hot three's coming up next. What do you got for us?
Okay, we're going to talk about going to work sick. Do you do that just to prove that you're a good employee? That's coming up. Also, if you give birth in this season, you're going to have happier kids. We'll tell you which season it is. And as far as the big game goes, what's more important, the game, the halftime show, or the snacks? We're going to talk about all that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
3 in 4 workers still feel an obligation to go to work when they have a cold, although 57% of people would prefer it if their sick colleagues would just stay home. This new poll of employed adults finds that many still feel the need to just power through whatever they're going through. Overall, 38% of those workers with coworkers who make it a point to come in just to show their colleagues and boss that they're genuinely unwell. But, you know, the fear is that people don't want to seem unreliable, leaving other people in a lurch and having too much to do. Those are some of the other reasons that they don't call in sick. And the study also found that 21% of people just want to show how dedicated they are.
Yeah, we're like that. We come in when we're sick.
I the way I look at it, and I'm on the other end of it too. Like, if I do it, it's not a big deal. But if others do it, I get mad. I'm like, stay home. But my whole thing is we're in different rooms. So
yes.
It's fine.
You had to.
There
was a lot going on during the Four Corners food drive. You flat out said you had a sinus infection. You went to the doctors. You came and I got a sinus infection.
Yep.
If we were in the same studio, I'm like, what are you doing here? We're in separate studios now.
Just power through.
Yeah, and we do interact with cutting a promo or something. We're in front of each other for 30 seconds to a minute, if that. But it's like, yeah, but if it was different, though, I think if we're here and you're 5 feet away from me looking at each other, spit flying back and forth, I'm like, go home, girl.
Well, and what's funny is that if other people call in sick, I don't think any, like, badly of them. I'm actually more appreciative and like, yes, stay home. If you're sick, get rest. Like, there's no hard feelings there. Like, if I have to pick up the slack on something, it's totally fine. But I'm afraid to do it to other people. It's so ridiculous.
Isn't that weird how it works?
Yeah, exactly.
We have to work past that. We really do. 2020. Someone call.
Let's call in sick tomorrow.
Monday.
No, tomorrow. That way we can say we did.
Oh, we did. Yeah. Yeah, guys, we called out sick over the weekend.
Yeah, sorry, can't come in today or tomorrow. Also this morning, a new study found that the season one is born in has a big effect on the personality that they will have as adults. According to researchers, babies born in the summer tend to be moody, where babies born in the winter are less likely to be irritable adults. Babies born in the spring are excessively positive, upbeat, and optimistic. They say the reason for this is that the season in which one is born influences the chemical substances in one's brain that affects the personality traits that someone's going to have when they grow up.
I was born in the summer. I do have some...
Moody. I wouldn't think that, honestly. You don't seem moody to me, but maybe you hide it well.
Yeah, I think I hide it well. I do have my bouts of moodiness. It happens at home a lot where I can just, you know, I don't hide it. Like, I came home last night and everything was fantastic. I just got home last night. I just got in the mood. Laura's like, what's wrong? What happened? Like, nothing. I'm just in a mood. Give me a minute. Give me 10 minutes. And then I went out. I did went for a run, came back, and I was golden.
Well, something happened. I agree with her. Just tell us what happened.
I came home, and I had to do a lot of things. I'll be honest. I got home to the house.
Oh, there was really something wrong, and you lied.
But it was so little, I didn't want to bring it up.
I was just joking.
No, I got home, and there was I had opened. Laura got a package, and the stuff had to be refrigerated. So I took it out of the package and put it in the fridge, but the box was still there. There was another box. There was a cabinet open, some stuff that I had laying out. I just came home, and I felt like the house was in disarray. And I'm like, and that put me in that mood. I got things organized, went for my run, came back, and everything was fine.
And now that everything is back. So, yeah, I mean, that's what gets me. Yesterday or the day before, we're going on our walk, and we started out. Matt goes, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. He was like, okay, 10 more steps. No, seriously, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. He's like, why are you mad? I'm like, because you keep asking me what's wrong. Nothing is wrong. What are you talking about? And then I really got mad and I felt my anxiety like getting high. I'm like, there's nothing wrong.
And then you start creating scenarios in
yes.
your head. I get you. I get you.
Finally, this morning, what is most important to you on Super Bowl Sunday? The football or the food? A new poll has found that half of us would rather see our team lose next Sunday than run out of snacks mid-game. Oh, I agree with that 100%. 51% would rather be snackless than see their team win.
Hold on. Go back to the first thing. So let's say the Broncos are in the Super Bowl. You'd rather have the Broncos lose than run out of snacks?
Yeah.
No. No. If I said Mercedes, I can guarantee you the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday, but you just can't eat during the game. You'd be fine.
I'd be fine. I love watching the big game at our house because... like, I make this spread of food and stuff, and everyone just kind of grazes for the next, you know, few hours, and I like that. But the thing is, I always make stuff that I don't really care for that much, but I know everyone else likes it. And so I don't even eat that much during the Super Bowl. I end up just eating a bunch of chips and salsa. Like, that's pretty much what I eat for the Super Bowl.
We used to go to Super Bowl parties back in the day, like the big over-the-top parties at casinos where you just stuff yourself and watch the game. And I get home, it'd be full, and it just doesn't sit right. So now during the Super Bowl, I order Capriotti's, I get a medium Bobby, and I eat it at halftime.
Don't you think that they should move the Super Bowl 1 week so that President's Day is the Monday after, and not everyone, but a lot of people have it out off, and that way it takes a lot of pressure off of the people that have to go to work on Monday. Mm-hmm. I really wish they would either add one more game to the season or push off the start of the season just 1 week, and that way it would fall on that weekend.
I would love that. What about they moved it to a Saturday? What if it was Super Bowl Saturday? So a lot of people would have off the next day. Yeah, you got to change your plans for the weekend. But Saturday night, game starts at 5 o'clock. And you know what your weekend plans are. Saturday night, you're watching the Super Bowl.
I prefer it on a Sunday. I just feel like there's a feel to it when it's on a Sunday. Like, you have that Saturday build up. Like, what are you guys doing for the Super Bowl tomorrow? You know, I feel like, and then you wake up on that Sunday morning and it just feels different. Even if your team's not playing in it, there's something in the air. It's like, oh, today's the Super Bowl. This is going to be great. Like, I don't know. I like it on the Sunday, but let's just postpone it 1 week.
Okay, so I like this. I do, because you're right. There's that energy on a Sunday morning. And if it was a three-day weekend, makes that three-day weekend even more special. So what if they delay the playoffs? So the season ends. We got the playoffs. There's a 1 week bye before the first playoff game.
I'm cool with that.
Then players can rest up a little bit. They have an extra week to rest up before you start the playoffs. We can kind of digest the teams that are in there. And then the playoffs would start a week later and everything else would pan out to the three-day weekend.
That is totally cool with me. I think we need to petition for this or something. It just makes sense. It makes sense to me, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. I think there is some hesitation on, I think if I off the next day, I would probably have a couple cocktails during the game, maybe eat a little bit more, and that way knowing there's no stress of getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to come to work.
Oh, yeah. There's just so much. I'm always like, I got to watch all the Super Bowl commercials so I can talk about them, and I'm making notes, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to drink anything. Yeah, I got to wake up too early tomorrow. So I just think it would be a lot more fun.
Roger Goodell, someone call the commissioner. Maybe he's in town right now. Someone call him, tell him.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening right now, right?
Maybe he is. Maybe he's in his limousine going to the stadium checking out stuff for the Pro Bowl. Like,
wow, Mercedes, that's an excellent idea. I think I'm going to steal that. Like, I haven't thought of that before.
Interesting, guys. Perfect.
All right, that's it.
That's the last one?
Yeah, that's it.
8 o'clock hour, 8:25. There's tickets to go see Usher.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
How do I say goodbye?
That's How Do I Say Goodbye by Dean Lewis. It is 7:59. Aren't they great? Have you used it yet?
I went to the break room to get it while that song was playing. I'm about to use it for the first time.
So is there something that you take from your work? I just told JC about something that we have in our break room that is, they're just so awesome. I love them so much. I take them. I don't really take them home, but I take them from there and I put them in my studio, like a bunch of them, so I can use them whenever I want. But it reminded me of that story we were talking about earlier this week about that woman who was stealing chicken wings from her work, and she ended up stealing, over the course of a few years, $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. She was like a lunch lady and she put the orders in, and they were like, wait, we've never seen any meals with these chicken wings. Where's this chicken going? And she's been taking it the whole time. Is there anything that you take from your workplace? Maybe it's okay that you take it. They say, yeah, go ahead, take that. Or maybe it's something that you're like, I'm just going to There's still a couple of these for at home. What do you take from your workplace? I love those things.
Holy cow.
Aren't
these
they
are
awesome?
Game changers.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm in love with
these. Oh, did I even say what they
say
are?
What it was.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
You didn't say what it was.
Okay, so they're these. They're called, they're from the company The Safety Director, and they're anti-static, anti-fog, glass, plastic, and polycarbonate lens wipes. So they're made to clean your eyeglasses, but I use them to clean and disinfect my phone. Every morning, I like at the beginning of the week, I grab a handful of them from the break room and I bring them in here. And then every morning I sit here and I clean up my phone, make sure all the fingerprints are off of it, all the gross, you know, grime is off of there. And these things are just game changers.
I used it on my computer screen.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a brand new screen I'm looking at.
They are so good. Is there something that you take from your work? What is it? 702-364-9400.
When I worked at the Inn, I mentioned before they had an honor bar. And it was this bar. There's all these miniatures, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, Absolute Vodka. And you can, if you're a guest, you can go up and you take one, you make a little cocktail, and you write down on a sheet of paper what you took. And you charge it to the room or you pay cash. I was not 21 at the time, but my buddies and I would have some fun now and again. I wouldn't steal it, but I would buy this stuff underage and write it down. So technically I was serving a minor, and that minor was me.
Oh, so yeah, you were allowed to sell alcohol at that age?
18. Yeah. 18
wow.
To sell alcohol in New Jersey. So the hotel was in New Jersey. So yeah, 18 to sell alcohol. So yeah. So technically, it wasn't stealing, but it was kind of shenanigans there where I was selling alcohol to a minor. Just having that minor was me. I was paying full price, but we got a party this weekend. Let me buy two Jack Daniels and two wild turkeys and see what we do.
Did they know you were doing that?
No, because it was no cameras. And it was just a ticket. So I'd write down at the end of the night, oh, yeah, someone bought two Jack Daniels and they paid cash for it. So everything at the next morning when they'd reconcile the honor bar, they'd say, oh, we sold two. Someone paid for two. So they had no idea it was me.
Whatever you call in, you can always remain anonymous. So if you did steal something from your workplace, be anonymous. We have an anonymous on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you take from your work?
My spouse works for the school district and takes the milks that the kids are going to throw away.
Oh, like it comes with their meal and they're just not going to drink it. So they take it. They take it. And then all of a sudden you have all this milk.
Yes. And with five kids, it saves us a lot of money.
That's brilliant. It was, I don't even feel like that's stealing.
No,
It's been purchased. It would just go in a trash can. I think like you're doing a service to the environment and the planet by drinking it.
Yeah, that's really
that's
smart.
That's brilliant. I love that.
That's it. Yeah, I thought you were going to say, you know, before they serve it or something like that. No, to me, that's on the up and up. Like you said, yeah, you're doing something good right there.
Is there a place like, there's all these places that sell food at the end of the night. What do they do with the food? Do they donate it? Do they let their employees have it for free? Do they let their employees have it at a discount? My brother worked at Arby's when he was in high school. And I remember that he would bring home Arby's. And he also worked at KFC. He would bring home Arby's and KFC all the time. But I don't know if he was just paying for it or if it was the leftovers at night. I'd come home and I could smell him the second I walked in the door. I'm like, oh, he worked at Arby's tonight. Like, he just smelled like roast beef. It was crazy. He did.
What do restaurants do with, like, the scraps that just gets chucked? Do they give it to... I mean, homeless? Like, what happens if you look at a plate? We're at lunch a couple weeks ago, and my buddy and I finished, and the couple next to us, he's like, dude, look at that. That lady didn't even touch her food over there. I'm like, no, such a waste.
I'm so tempted to, like, reach over and grab, like, a french fry or something.
Just, yes.
Come on now.
Like, what was wrong with that? Let us try it.
I know. Well, you're going to fall in love with these lens wipes now. They are so great. Just don't take them. Don't steal them. Just use them here.
Use them here. No, use them here. They smell good, too. My phone is nice and clean. Now, coming up, we have those Usher tickets at 8:25. And right before that, we're spinning the Oh Wow wheel. You've got your song ready to go?
Yes, we have our three categories. We have our songs. And in just a few minutes, we are going to be spinning that Oh Wow wheel, playing a song that makes you say, oh, wow. That is coming up next.
Those tickets for you to see Usher coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow. All right, it is time to spin the Oh Wow Wheel. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. But it is up to Sarah to decide whether or not the person it lands on gets to play it. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
We are so good. Thank you for joining us today. JC just spun the Oh Wow Wheel. Let's see who it lands on. It's been doing this weird thing where it's been landing on me constantly. So I'm really hoping it does not land on me this week, because if it does, the fix is in. And oh my gosh, it almost did. Oh. But it didn't. It landed on you, JC.
It landed on me.
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
Look at how close that is. It was just about to flip and then it just got stuck right there.
If you would sneeze, it would go over here.
Oh man. Okay, so here's the deal. JC's going to tell you his category and his song. If you want to hear it, okay, say it plays. If you want to veto it, say veto. And if you do veto it, it will move to me. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
All right, JC, what you got?
My category is an artist or song that has a color in the title. So I went with a song that has two colors in the title. I went with Michael Jackson's Black or White as my pick.
What do you think, Sarah? Do you want to hear it, or are you just like, eh?
All right, JC, let's hear it this week.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. Yay. It plays.
Michael Jackson's Black or White on the Friday Morning Oh Wow Wheel. Michael Jackson, Black or White on the Friday Morning Oh Wow Wheel.
That was a great song. Your category was a song or an artist with a color in the name. So black and white on that one. JC did not get vetoed today, but if he did get vetoed, it was going to move over to me. And my category this week, and next week also, is Super Bowl performers. Performers who have been at a Super Bowl. And I chose this song.
I'll dance with my hands.
Now, she didn't perform this at the Super Bowl, but it's Lady Gaga, and I chose Bloody Mary.
It was Houston, right? The Super Bowl was in Houston when she performed?
Yeah, remember she jumped at the end?
Yes.
She was like, whoa,
yeah.
She jumped.
That's a great one.
So that was my pick. Steph, you weren't in the running this week, but what was your category and what was your song?
I love how JC and I have been on this same wavelength for Oh Wow Wheel. Well, my category today also was Super Bowl halftime performers, but this also correlates from last week because I chose Rihanna's Don't Stop the Music. Well, that song samples my song for this week, Michael Jackson, Wanna Be Starting Something.
Oh my gosh. It was like a Michael Jackson filled morning.
Yes. He performed back in 1993 for the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's 93?
There you go.
It's also the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
And a good preview for next hour when we take it back. We are doing the Friday Rewind. So if you guys want to get your requests in early, we try to play all of them. So get them in. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. Text us your request. And also use that number to call us right now.
Yeah, caller 20, 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up, and we got a great prize for you.
We have another pair of tickets to see Usher. His Vegas residency, My Way, they added new shows by popular demand. You want to see him? We have your tickets right now. Just be caller 20. You get to pick your, well, no, you don't get to pick your category. It's Friday. Your category will be solve a puzzle. Solve a puzzle. And you do get to pick your partner. If you get six answers in 60 seconds, you will win. Caller 20 is playing 702-364-9400.
I wish right now.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Samantha, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up? Let's do this. Let's make your Friday a good one. We've got these Usher tickets. We really want to send you to the show. You just have to win it. Heads Up. Your category this morning is solve a puzzle. National Puzzle Day was this past Sunday. So these are all different board games, okay?
Got it.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go with Mercedes.
Okay.
Samantha, 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You're going to go see Usher, and you start now.
Do not pass go. Go to jail.
Monopoly.
Yes. I'm going to try to get your queen with my rook.
Chess.
Yes. I'm going to try and make words with these little tiles.
Scrabble.
Yes. I'm going to draw something, and you're going to have to guess what it is.
Oh, Pictionary.
Yes. Professor Plum in the library with a rope.
Clue.
Yes. I want to throw one at B5. Also B6.
Oh, Battleship.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh, Samantha, you were so dominant in that category. That was fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
Samantha, you're all set with tickets to go see Usher. Congratulations. And do you want to give a little tease, or can we give a tease of what's happening next week on the show when it comes to prizes? Because that was our last prize of the day, but okay. Next week is just insane.
Do we need to give a tease? Let's just say.
Okay.
Next week we have Beyonce tickets, and we have Taylor Swift tickets.
What?
Beyonce and Taylor Swift tickets. Make sure you are listening. This is huge.
That's colossal.
Huge. Everyone I know that is related to me hates me right now because they can't win. Oh. My daughter's like, can we call in? I'm like, no, you can't. You're related.
Immediate family cannot win.
Sorry.
Cousins can win though, right?
I don't know. I don't really talk to my cousins. Maybe I should give them a call. Hey, do me a favor. Call the radio station.
My cousins have no idea I'm in Las Vegas. Yeah, next hour, it's the Friday Rewind. You got a song you want to hear? You can call or text us now. We'll get it on 702-364-9400.
What's your primary way of communication? Do you call people? Do you text people? Like, how do you communicate with people?
Text message.
Text message.
I'm not a phone. If someone calls me, we got to chit chat. I will, but if I got to tell Laura something, I'm text message. Her and I were just texting this past hour. Yeah, I'm a texter. You?
They're definitely texter.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, when it comes to my husband, I prefer like face-to-face contact. But if we're out, we usually will text. Once in a while, we'll do a call. Like if I'm driving or something, then we'll call and talk talk on the phone then. But I was reading this this study, and this website, textingadvice.com, they made a list of the top 10 flirty text messages. These are text messages that they say that can really like ignite something in the relationship, whether you need it or not. If you are wanting to flirt with your significant other via text, these are the text messages that will really connect with them. And I thought that we could all do an experiment with these where we could text and see what kind of response we get with some of these. And if you guys are listening, take one of these, text it to your significant other, and tell us what their response was, okay? I don't know if you want to send this one to Laura this morning. If I could change the alphabet, I would put you and I together.
This past hour, our Wi-Fi is not working, and Laura has this colossal presentation this morning at 8:30.
Oh, no.
And
she's in it right now.
Our cell phone service is not the best either. I've told her before. It's awful at our house. So we've been going back and forth sending videos with the Wi-Fi, this whole thing. I'm like, unplug it. Let me check with the provider and stuff. And then so now she's doing this like Zoom through the spotty cell phone service on her phone.
Oh, so it would be bad if you texted.
I can still do it, but I don't think I'm going to get a response.
Okay, well, just send it. Maybe it'll make her day.
Maybe, yeah. As I knock her off her big presentation. What is it? Let me write it. What is it again?
If I could change the alphabet.
If I could change the alphabet.
I would put capital U and capital I together.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll send it. Let's see what happens.
This is going to be great because Matt and I got in a fight last night.
Uh-huh.
So,
I love it. All of our spouses were at odds this morning. This is good.
Yeah. We got in a fight because we got takeout last night, and uh-huh. I ordered it and he picked it up, and he ordered a bison burger, but he likes his burgers plain with nothing on it, just cheese. And I forgot to tell him to not put stuff on it. So he comes home and he's like, oh, I'm starving, so ready. And he opens it and there's stuff all over. And he's like, he starts like, and I'm like, oh, we can fix it. We can fix it. And he's like, I hate when you say that. We can't fix it. I was like, so I just shut up after that. And then he had to get two pieces of bread and put the patty on there.
Because all the juices and stuff they didn't like is in the bread.
So
yeah.
So I'll send this one to him. This is number two on the list of texting from textingadvice.com. Flirty text messages. It says, stop thinking about me.
Okay. He's like, I can't because you messed up my order last night and I'm hungry this morning.
Okay. And then it has a little smiley face on it. So I'll put a smiley face. Okay. Send that. Steph, are you ready for yours?
I'm nervous too because I think James is also in a meeting. All of our spouses are just going to be in on it. Well, the last thing I did text him was, morning, best friend. Happy Friday. Thank you for the note on the fridge. So it might segue nicely into a flirty one.
Okay.
So here's the one you send him. You look great today. How do I know? Because you look great every day.
Well, these are good. These are just good in general.
One more time. You look great today.
Yes.
How do I know? Because you look great every day.
Yes.
Always going to love this one.
Okay. All right. Some of the other ones on here, we've all texted our spouses.
Wait, what was the one about the stop? What was the stop one?
Just stop thinking about me.
Okay. I'm going to send that to our boss.
Oh, God.
Only because I didn't get a response yet from Laura, and I have a feeling I'm not going to get one from her.
I just got a response. Breaking news. I just got a response.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, let's see. I always think about you, exclamation point.
Aw.
That was nice. I thought he was still mad at me about the burger.
Huh. He didn't say what he's thinking about, though. Yeah, like, happy thoughts or angry thoughts.
He's probably thinking about, like, stabbing me or something.
Throwing the cheese in your face. I said no cheese!
Okay.
Anything from James?
Nothing from James. What about Laura?
She didn't even read it yet.
Here's some other ones, okay? I'm going to bed right now. You want to keep texting or do you want to switch it up? I'm not tired. Wow. These are all, like, they advise you to text these to your significant other. It's from a website. This one says, I'm on a mission to get over you. In other words, Mission Impossible. These are dumb now. My favorite one is the one that Steph texted to James. Steph?
Mine was, you look great today. How do I know? Because you look great every day.
That's a good one. That is really good.
I think it's going to come off like, what do you mean? I haven't even seen you this morning.
I know. Like, how do you know I look great? You guys haven't gotten anything back?
Nothing. Yeah, I doubt I'm going to get it from Laura. This presentation's big and no Wi-Fi. Oh, boy.
What if she's sharing her screen and then your messages, it comes up?
They're like, what a loving husband. Like, oh, my gosh.
She's going to go, no, it's just a bit for the radio.
They're all ready to buy and seal the deal. Like, yeah, we're in. If I could change the alphabet, you and I.
I would put you and I together.
Oh, I messed it up. I put, if I could change the alphabet, you and I together.
Oh man. She's like, who is this
idiot?
Degenerate texting me.
He can't even flirt right. And nothing from our boss. I wrote, stop thinking about me. He didn't respond.
I like this one. Is your name Google? Because you're everything I've been searching for.
Ooh, that's a good pickup.
Maybe I'll
line.
Respond back with James with that line.
Yeah.
Like, who took over my wife's phone?
Yeah,
who
no
hacked
kidding.
Steph's phone?
Tell him that J-Lo took it. And
oh,
he's texting.
He'd believe that. Oh, J-Lo, my man. Man, what's up, dude?
We've got the hot three coming up next. What do you have for us?
All right. We are going to talk about the most admired companies in the world. Is there like a company that you just love? You're like, their products are great or their service is great. Who do you think was number one? Also, if you have one of these, a good one of these, it will totally make your day. Why you should be on a mission to do this. And what happens to your health when you work more than 40 hours a week? All you workaholics, it's time to slow down. We're going to talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Let's go.
Here we go.
3, 2.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Everyone has brands and businesses that they are loyal to, whether it's because we like their products and services better or because we like what they stand for. Some companies have a solid reputation in the industry, and a new report tells us which ones those are. Fortune Magazine's 25th annual list of the world's most admired company is out, with some returning favorites topping the list. I'll give you a guess. see if you can get any of the brands in the top 10. What do you think is on there?
Amazon.
Amazon is in the top 10. It is number two.
Number two.
Most admired company. Steph, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is not in the top 10. No Chick-fil-A.
Darn it, I'm hungry, that's why.
Get out of here. No Chick-fil-A.
This sounds good. Starbucks.
Starbucks not in the top 10.
Can I guess again?
Yeah.
Google.
No Google. I am a big fan of number one because their technology has made it possible for me to get items that were gone back again.
Oh, back.
I was going to say Long John Silver, but
I was going to say,
thank you for getting me my fish and chips.
I was going to say Apple.
Yes, Apple.
Oh, Apple
is number one. I mean, tell me in what world can you have your laptop stolen and your daughter lose her AirPods and still be able to get them back when they are in California and in Alabama, respectively? Like, how is that possible? Thanks to Apple, I was able to do that.
That's true. I forgot about your laptop. Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. That Find My Technology is just such a game changer. I watched a TikTok and some guy had his backpack stolen and he had an AirTag in there, which I have AirTags too. Those have helped me numerous times. And he found his AirTag. And I'm wondering if cops are worried about this whole situation. So he drove to the house that the AirTag was at and he saw it and he's like, you know what? I better call the police. So the police came and they knocked on the door and they're like, there's a backpack here that belongs to someone. And they're like, we don't have it. And they literally saw it behind him. Like, that's the backpack. Give that to me. So the guy just grabbed it, threw it out the door and shut the door. And he got his backpack back. Like, it's crazy.
Well, didn't they tell you when they found your laptop not to go out there and get it?
Yes.
Because you found it first. Or do you get the address and you gave it to the cops?
I called a cop friend here, uh-huh. And then they contacted the cops there, mm-hmm. And then they went and got it. And it's the same thing. The guy's like, oh, I just bought this. And he gave it back to them. It's so ridiculous.
But think, though, so what's, if you're not Apple, like Google, Samsung, what's the big company, the big phones?
Yeah, like, do they have that? I'm sure they have that kind of technology, don't you think?
But there's got to be someone out there listening right now that has never dabbled in the world of Apple. And like, and what's your world like? You think about it. Someone's like, all Samsung, Google, and that whole stuff is great. But there are people out there that have never dabbled in the Apple world. I've always had an iPhone. Same with all our computers at the house are Macs. Apple TV is fantastic. Yeah, it's an amazing product. Even when you buy something, Laura recently upgraded to the new iPhone. And just like, it's special opening the package. The way they package things and you slide
it's
it out.
It's very nice.
And you look at it for the first time. It's like, ooh, I think a lot of brands and companies have followed suit to, you know, making an experience when you open your product.
Yeah, they make it an experience. Someone just texted us this or messaged me on Facebook. This is unbelievable. A friend of ours' son had his car stolen. They could not find it anywhere. He realized then that he left his AirPods in the car, looked on Find My, and they saw exactly where they were. They went to that place, called the police, and found the car immediately. Just then, two people carrying his backpack came out of a house to go get in the car, and they arrested them on the spot, all thanks to his AirPods in the backpack. That's crazy. They found the car, too. It's nuts. It's nuts. That's a great story.
You can just keep track of everything now, which is great.
I know. Also this morning, chatting with a friend. Oh, by the way, some of the other companies were Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Berkshire Hathaway, JP Morgan Chase, Walt Disney, Costco, Pfizer, Alphabet, and American Express. Chatting with a friend just once a day during the day to catch up, joke around, or tell them you're thinking of them can increase your happiness and lower your stress level by day's end. They did this study and it showed that it really didn't matter whether they connected to catch up or just vent or whatever. The very act of intentionally reaching out to a friend is what mattered most. So make your friend's day. Just reach out. Send him a text. Tell him you're thinking about him. It'll help.
It goes a long way to get a message from a friend. If you start laughing, I was texting with a buddy of mine this morning. And he had me, I started laughing. Like, he was in tears, some of the stuff he was saying.
Yeah.
It was just started as a random text I sent him. I was asking him a question. And he responded and started a little conversation. It makes you feel better.
It definitely elevates your mood. That is for sure. All right.
Oh, wait. We all reached out to our spouses. The last segment, this flirty text messages.
Yes.
You got a response.
Did you guys ever get a response?
I did. Completely off subject because Laura's in this call. She's like, what's our gate code Internet's back up, so she didn't even like pay attention to it.
Oh no!
But I did send it to our boss. Stop thinking about me, and he wrote back his emoji, like thinking face, like, hmm?
What are you talking about? I'm not thinking about you. Oh, Steph, did you ever get a response?
Zero.
Oh,
nothing.
Man. Oh, he's in for it when you get home today.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you respond to my 40 text message?
And maybe he's like setting, maybe, you know, he's setting things up so when you come home.
Oh, some candles and rose petals.
Yeah.
You look great.
I sent Momo to daycare. We have the place to ourselves.
Uh-oh.
Finally, this morning, it is Friday. Hopefully, you didn't work too long and hard this week because it can have some serious health effects on your health. Some ways that experts say that you could prevent that is just by taking it easier and not working more than 40 hours a week. Here are five things that could happen to you if you do work more than 40 hours per week. One, your risk of having a stroke or heart attack goes up. According to the World Health Organization, working more than 55 hours per week was associated with a 35% higher risk of stroke and a 17% higher risk of dying from heart disease. Two, your risk of getting injured on the job goes up. Obviously, they, you know, more hours working, more chances for you to get injured. Three, your mental health worsens. A new study found that the longer hours were connected to higher levels of stress, depression, and even suicidal ideation. So something to keep in mind. Another way that your health can suffer if you work more than 40 hours a week, your sleep and work will suffer. Multiple studies have found that when you get less than 6 hours of sleep a night, you get more distracted, you get more anxious and irritable, and you become more susceptible to impulsively taking bigger risks. So keep that in mind. And the last thing on this list, you stop being good at your job. They did a 5-year survey of employees and manager across several different industries, and they found that working between 30 and 50 hours a week can improve someone's performance. But if they work more than 50 hours, their job performance starts to plateau. And if they work more than that, their performance sharply drops off.
Print this and just give it to your boss to make you do extra work.
Sorry, I got to go home early. I don't want my performance to slack if I stay here another hour. Forget it.
We're leaving early for you, boss.
Yeah,
we're doing
exactly.
It for you.
I love my job.
Got the Friday Rewind. It kicks off in 2 minutes. 702-364-9400. Send us your songs. You're on my mind. You're on my mind. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for the Friday Rewind Quiz.
We take it back to another year and try to guess the song Rewound. What year are we doing today?
2007.
Okay.
I want to point out, you're 2-2 on the season. Last year, you were 36-2. See, I want you to win out.
Yeah, I got my two losses for the year.
That's
I have
it.
To win
you
from here
win
on
out.
Out.
You gotta
I
win
cannot,
out.
Cannot miss this.
So as far as 2007, I'll paint the picture. TV, remember The O.C.?
Oh, yeah. I loved that show. California.
Oh, my gosh. What, Seth was the guy's name, right?
Yeah.
The Coens. It came to an end in February of 2007. And then the big movies out this weekend in 2007 was Hannibal Rising and Norbit.
Okay. Norbit. Oh, is that with Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Oh, I do remember that one.
Okay, here you go. Here's a song. I'll play it backwards. You tell me what it is. It starts now.
It sounds like Beyonce. And I'm going to hope and pray I'm right. Is it Irreplaceable?
Is it your final answer?
Yes.
Is it Beyonce? Irreplaceable.
Oh, thank God.
Number one song in the country was dominating the charts in 2007.
This is one of my top five favorite Beyonce songs.
Is it really?
I love this song. I'm so happy we get to listen to it
now.
More happy than the fact that I got it right.
You're so 3-2 on the season.
Yay, I have a winning record.
Beyonce was the number one song in the country in 2007.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Hey! already.
We're trending now.
You do know that it's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending is on Mix 94.1.
Sylvester Stallone is trending this morning. We're going to see a whole new side to the famous actor. Paramount Plus announced that a new 8-part docuseries starring the 3-time Oscar nominee along with his wife Jennifer Flavin and daughters Sophie, Sistine, and Scarlett will premiere this spring. And the show is called The Family Stallone, and it's said that Stallone is ready to give cameras access to what he would consider the greatest role of his lifetime, Dad. This new series starring Stallone's 3 daughters, wife, and himself offers a seat at the table of one of Hollywood's most famous families. A teaser for the show is going to appear during the Super Bowl.
How old is that little devil? Guess how old Sylvester Stallone is?
68.
76.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Wow, he looks great. Is anyone watching that King of Tulsa or Tulsa King show he's in?
It looks good. No, I'm not, but like, the previews look good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but I think it is that on free, or do you have to have a subscription to service on that one?
Is that like kind of a thing where he's like a mobster and he was in prison and he's now like down there?
Running the mob in Tulsa.
But he's still like caught up in the 70s and 80s mob, and he doesn't know what like Twitter is. Like, you're going to tweet me? What does that mean? Is that what it is? He's like out of touch.
Yeah. My dad used to be like that. He used to say like, are you going to post it on my face? I'm like, your face? He's like, yeah, that thing, my face. And I'm like, it's MySpace or Facebook. Which one are you talking about?
I think that's what his premise is. He's got like a Gen Z mobster that he's working with or something.
Well, it sounds good. If anyone knows, let us know. Also trending this morning, Mama Kelsey is trending. Brothers Travis and Jason Kelsey are going to be facing off in the Super Bowl. Fans are petitioning to get their mom, Donna, to do the coin toss before the game. A Change.org petition was started lobbying the NFL to have her participate in the tradition, since the big game has been dubbed the Kelsey Bowl. They say what a great way to show the super proud mama some amazing appreciation and love while giving her a once in a lifetime opportunity. So Travis Kelsey is the tight end for the Chiefs. Jason Kelsey is a center for the Philadelphia Eagles. As of this morning, the petition had over 30,000 signatures. So we'll see if that gains any traction. I saw an interview with her and they're like, who are you rooting for in this game? And she said, the offense. And I was like, that's a perfect answer. The offense.
Who's going to win the game? One of the Kelsey boys.
Yes, exactly. And then finally this morning, Cracker Barrel is trending. So if you are thinking about proposing on Valentine's Day, Cracker Barrel wants you. Couples who get engaged at Cracker Barrel on Valentine's Day, you have the chance to win free food from the restaurant chain for a whole year. All you have to do is propose at one of their locations, upload a video of it to Instagram, tell them why you decided to propose there. You got to hashtag it, I said yes at a Cracker Barrel and contest. And 5 lucky couples are going to win this grand prize and enjoy free grub for a year. And that is what's trending.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, the Friday Rewind. We do have time for one more song to get in.
All right, get it in here. 702-364-9400. Thank you guys for all the requests. We got to so many, as many as possible. We love you guys for listening. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. We will be back Monday morning. And wow, next week's going to be insane because we have some amazing presents for you guys. First of all, you'll want to be listening at 7:15 on Monday morning because we will be announcing the Taylor Swift era of the day. We'll tell you the era and the era time, like the hour that the era will play in. If you hear a song from that era, you'll want to be caller 20 and you'll be seeing Taylor Swift.
It's huge. Then the 9 o'clock hour, 9:40, tickets for you to go see Beyonce. This is going to be huge next week.
The 2 biggest concerts of the year, and we've got your tickets all week long. So make sure you are listening. J-Love is on the way next, and we will see you on Monday.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show?
You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates now online at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.